It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Point. Brandon Podziemski. Yesterday, took a, wasn't an elbow, kind of a hand to the face right there where his nose was broken. He left the game yesterday. He's day-to-day. X-rays were negative. He just took the mask off last week. And you would think that taking a mask off would help his shooting a good bit, but he was 1 of 6 last night, and he's pressing. There's no doubt. Anthony Slater joined us yesterday. He was pressing. He discussed how he was pressing and trying too hard, and the naked eye will tell you that he's pressing and trying too hard. Well, Draymond Green was asked about Brandon Podziemski, and we broke it down into 4 different cuts, but Draymond Green was at the podium for about 4.5 minutes discussing Brandon Podziemski. And here's the first cut about Brandon Podziemski. And he just basically said, man, I'll start it with this one. Pods dealing with the sophomore slump. Here's Draymond Green about Pods dealing with the sophomore slump.
It's hard. And I don't say this from experience of myself. I say this from experience of watching people. It's hard having a great rookie season and then coming back and having the second year as good or better. It's tough. That's why you've always heard of a sophomore slump. You know, it's very tough thing to do. And I think for him, he's just put so much pressure on himself or the player that he wants to be and that he thinks he should be. And it's unnecessary because what he's special at is doing all the other things on the floor. When you put the pressure on yourself, like, I got to make this shot, right? But there are some guys that have that pressure and they have to because that's what they do.
That's what they do. Now, more on him, on Draymond, on Pods dealing with the pressure.
If you don't have to have that pressure, I say that from experience, don't put that pressure on yourself because it's hard night in and night out to live based on whether you make shots or not. It's a tough thing to do. Only the greatest can do it. And I think he's capable of becoming a really, really, really good player in this league. But why put the added pressure on yourself? You know, why beat yourself up? We believe in him. You know, the amount of pressure that he puts on himself with each shot is insane. And so I'm saying this also, so I hope you hear it.
That's Draymond Green. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station, and always live on the free Odyssey app, 888-957-9570. What do you think about Draymond's quotes on Brandon Podziemski? And the last one here, Sasky, about Paz not needing to worry about a shot.
You almost want to tell him, shut up, man. Because, again, none of us are thinking that way. Like, we just don't. When the pace that you bring to the floor, the crackbacks that you get, the steals that you're getting on the weak side rotation, the charges that you take, those are all great things. So if the one thing that you're struggling with is your shot, but you're doing 5 or 6 things, other things great, I think that will outweigh your shot. And he should appreciate that. Lean into that. If he leans into that, the shots will fall. But if he keep putting that amount of pressure on himself and thinking, oh, I'm letting you down, I used to think that way. Like, ah, man, who cares? If I make it, great. If I miss it, oh, well, I'm going to shoot the next one. And it's hard to get there. I've done a lot of work to try to get my mentality there. And he's young, you know, so he'll learn that as he goes. But we have the utmost belief in him, and we need to him to have that same belief in himself.
888-957-9570 is a number. What do you make of Draymond Green? Speaking of Brandon Podziemski putting too much pressure on himself, I thought it was very insightful. We have another cut to play on that situation, but I thought it was leadership. And he's right. You could see Podziemski's just pressing. You make first team all rookie, he exceeded my expectations last year, Shasky. And you see all these people being on him. But it was brutally honest and brutally accurate from Draymond Green, in my opinion.
Being one of the great players in any sport requires you to do it year after year after year after year, right? That's how it works. We just had a caller from Canada call in and basically explain that Wiggins and his confidence are up and down throughout the entirety of his career. And when he's not confident, he's a guy that looks like barely a role player off the bench. And when he's confident, he has as much talent as anyone in the league. And I agree with that assessment. And I just don't think in pro sports, youth sports, somewhere in between high school and college, we talk enough about confidence. Mm-hmm. Having the right coaches, having the right elements, feeling confident in yourself, and knowing that you can bust out of a slump for whatever it is so important. It's everything. I've talked about this 50 times, but I'm watching the Red Sox doc, and David Ortiz was talking about how he had no confidence when he was in Minnesota, and he was hurt. He hurt his wrist, and he couldn't get over it. And then he got into Boston, and they were going to have him as a role player. He's like, I need to play every day. I need to know that I'm in the lineup every single day. And he just took off. Nomar Garciaparra heard one of his teammates question whether he should be the shortstop on the team, and his confidence just cratered. It just absolutely cratered. He was never the same. And yeah, he was dealing with physical ailments, but the confidence was zapped. And so when I look at Pajemski, whether it's pushing it, the psychology behind it, his own confidence in his shot, I know that when you're struggling, every missed shot, every bad pass, every, I don't get it steal or whatever, it feels like the boulder on your shoulder is heavier and heavier and heavier. And what is normal inclination? To try to do more. Yeah. You try to get yourself out of it. And I think when you're doing too much, it's a detriment to you and the team. And I think he's in a tough spot right now. And I think it's actually unbelievable audio from Draymond Green, of all people, to diagnose this.
No, he was really good. And in this last cut here, Draymond, on what Steph and himself have been telling Pods.
Me and Steph talk to him every day. Like, who cares? Miss seven of them. No one cares but you. Like, you're the only person thinking about the shots you miss. No one else is thinking about it. But he kind of puts this pressure on himself of what he needs to be, and every shot means so much, man. It's a soft Wednesday in November. That shot don't mean that much. But he carries that weight. And I think anyone who carries that amount of weight in anything, it affects you negatively. And I hate that for him. And so that's something that we've been trying to talk to him about. Stop reacting to everything that goes wrong for you. No one cares but you. Nobody else. You know why? Because what we care about is all of the other things that you do. So if you do all of those things well, and that can keep you on the floor, who cares about the shot? And I think he has to reach that point. But some of that is who you are as a person. You have to do that work as well.
So Pod's putting too much pressure on himself again. 888-957-9570. Warrior fans and roasters out there, what are you seeing from Brandon Pajemski this season so far? Obviously, the young man is struggling, shooting 21% from three. But is he putting too much pressure on himself? Do you have the faith and the hope that Brandon Pajemski will turn the season around again? We're only 14 games in. I'm not freaking out over Brandon Pajemski. He set a high bar last season. I don't think anybody expected him to make all-rookie first team, but he did. I don't think anybody expected Brandon Pajemski to make the select team for Team USA and be practicing against the Dream Team in the summer, but he did. Obviously, Joe Lacob coming out in the summer league saying, hey, we think we got a future all-star. So the setting has been reset for Brandon Pajemski, and the expectations have been set a little higher for Brandon Pajemski. But what do you think about what Draymond Green said there? 888-957-9570, because obviously the young man is putting a lot of pressure on himself, and he's a connector. He does all the little things well. You know, he has that ball hopping around. He gets 2 feet in the paint. He rebounds really well for a guard. He's scrappy. Obviously, he led the league in charges last season. But where are you at when it comes to Brandon Pajemski? 888-957-9570, because I do think it's imperative for him moving forward here over the next 5 games, 10 games, to get his confidence up, because they're going to need him without the Anthony Melton.
Oh, they're going to absolutely need him, and he's going to have to settle in, B. I mean, that's where it's at. I think the hardest thing to, whether you're a young woman, man, athlete or not, like how you accept failure and how you learn from those things and not being too hard on yourself and being able to use the adversity as fuel, is extremely important. And we've all been there. Like, you know, you're pressing, you're trying hard, things aren't falling your way. And then like with every shot you're taking, like you just feel like, oh my God, please go in, please go in, please go in. Because you're thinking, I don't ever want to shoot again, you know, and it's all up in your dome. Chuck Knobloch. I mean, how many guys can you think of in sports who have had the yips in whatever it is?
Rink Egg Hill.
Yeah, great example. Yoda has a line in Star Wars, and I know you're going to roll your eyes at me, but I believe in it.
I like Star Wars.
Failure is the greatest teacher. And the hardest thing.
Star Wars. I'm sorry.
Well, it's the truth that failure is the greatest teacher. And it took me 30 something years to finally understand what like he meant with that. And because I was like, no, you have to succeed in everything and everything. No. Part of the success is the failure that leads up to the success, mm-hmm. because you learn so much from losing and you learn so much of how to react and what to get better at. And that's that self-reflection. And I think when we think about failure, it's like always the negative. And if you flip it and go to the positive, which is what Draymond's going at, which I think Clay at times was masterful at it. Yep. Hey, I missed 7 in a row. I'm going to keep shooting.
I'm going to keep, yep.
You know, he was masterful at that.
All right, more coming up here. 888-957-9570. Line them up here. Draymond Green on Brandon Podemski. Very insightful stuff.